So today on the program, we're going to learn about the 17th annual Fight for Air Climb Boston that's taking place Saturday, April 30th at Fenway Park from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is an outdoor event. There is a virtual option as well, but we have a special story to tell you today about this particular event, the story of Brian and Michelle Fay, former Quincy residents who are putting together an amazing team to raise money for this particular event. Also, Joy Morse is joining us, and Joy is Development Director for the American Lung Association here in Massachusetts. So before we start our story, let me just switch over to gallery view here and welcome all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. When I first heard the story about Brian's fights through lung cancer due to being a first responder at 9/11. And then Michelle, your inspirational story of really rallying the troops to get Brian a first double lung transplant and now trying to get a second double lung transplant for him. It is just an amazing story. I wonder if, Michelle, if you could kind of take us back to that time when this first started.
So it started back in, we realized he was sick in 2017. They told him then that if he didn't get a transplant within 2 years, that he wouldn't make it. So at first we were kind of just in disbelief. We thought that he seemed pretty, you know, okay. So we thought that they were, it was crazy that we'd have plenty of time. But when it got to 2 years, he did start to fail. So he was lucky enough in August of 2019 to receive the first double lung transplant. And everything that could go right went right. He got the lungs on a Saturday afternoon. And 10 days later, he was home, feeling pretty good on lots of medication. And within a couple of months, he was living his life, doing great, looking forward to going back to work. And things were great for about 2 years. And then we noticed this last summer that his breathing got heavy again, and Brigham and Women's confirmed that he was in chronic lung failure. So went through Brigham and Women again. They weren't able to do a second transplant, sent us to Brigham to Mass General. They too weren't able to do the procedure. So they recommended we go out to Cleveland. So at the end of March, he went up to Cleveland, which what we thought was going to be 2 days. But when we got there, they realized one of his lungs had collapsed. So he was admitted and stayed in the hospital for 5 days. And now he's going to be heading back in, after the climb, he'll head to Cleveland for more testing to hopefully get on the lung transplant list.
Okay, so it really has been, I'm sure, an emotional roller coaster for all of you through this process. Brian, I wonder if you could tell us about your first responder experience.
My experience down at the World Trade Center?
Please.
I went down there to get business for the company I was working for. And I was successful doing that. And there's nothing good to be said about being down there. It wasn't a pretty place to be. And so, that's pretty much all I really want to talk about down there. Excuse me for that, but I was able to have Michelle come down with the kids one time. That was great. And then I'd come home every now and again. That was awesome. And that's really, really all I have for out of the World Trade Center.
So, but that experience, you definitely can attribute your condition to that experience, to the exposure of those substances at that time?
Yeah, it's called interstitial lung disease. That was one of the diseases that were caught, that people that the first responders had gotten. And I'm not a first responder, but I was down in the second day after working, obviously, and staying there for 7 months. So the doctors all contributed to, similarities with people at the World Trade Center.
What was the first operation like, the first double lung transplant? I honestly never heard of even double lung transplants. Is that a rare occurrence?
Yeah, it was for me. I never heard of it either. But it went great. If anything can go great, it went great. I mean, they had me up walking that afternoon after the transplant. Right, they the transplant took all night. But once I woke up, they, within a couple hours, had me up on my feet walking around the place. They didn't go far, but I still get up on my feet. And all the wires and all the tubes, everything hooked up to me. You can't go too far. But when they took all that stuff off, I was off and running. You know, 5 a.m, I'd be walking circles around Bremen Women's 11th floor. The doctors would be coming in, and they'd be laughing because they see me, you know, the only one out walking around. But what else you got to do in the damn hospital?
Michelle, must have been very hard for you and your family questioning whether or not this was actually going to work.
Yeah, it was. I actually never went there. I just knew it would be successful. I never thought that would have a different outcome.
So talk to me about getting involved with the American Lung Association in this particular event and how that happened.
So I actually saw it on Facebook. You know, we've had a lot of support from our family and friends, and everyone's always asking what they can do to help us. And unfortunately, Brian, it's in the hands of the doctors. So there's not much we can do right now. But I saw the event on Facebook and thought this is something I could do. And it just, you know, who doesn't want to go to Fenway in the middle of Austin? And so thought this is a fun event. And as soon as I put it up on Facebook and posted it, everyone started signing up. So I think as of last night, we're at 27 people have come together, and the donations are really coming in. And so it's really turning into a great event. And everyone feels like they're able to help and do something.
It's a good point, maybe, to bring Joy in and talk to us a little bit about what the annual Fight for Air Climb is, Joy, and what its goal is.
Yeah, it's an event that we've been doing. As you said, it's our 15th annual. And last year, because of COVID, we moved it into Fenway Park. But the goal of the event is to bring people together, to climb stairs and to raise money and awareness about lung disease.
So the participants are climbing 1,012 steps at Fenway Park. Which steps are those, first of all?
So they're up and down the bleachers, okay. And starting at the Green Monster, and then coming around to, I think we're about halfway through the park when we for the finish line. So I did it last year as a volunteer, and I'm not a extreme athlete, but I found it manageable. I did it at my own pace. I always say when people do the event, find your pace and then slow down, because it's going to take it'll be longer than you think.
Okay, so it's not a race then, right? It's just
there are athletes who are very competitive. So we have a group of elite athletes who do it in minutes. It's crazy how fast they do it. And some of those are firefighters in their gear. So we have, right now we have nearly 700 registrants, and about a third of those are firefighters. This is a great event to promote teamwork, to really train. It's a great thing to train around and to show off their department's abilities. So they come in their gear. And again, some of them are almost as fast as our fastest non-firefighters. So so the goal for the event is 370,000, and we are over halfway there right now. Usually at the end, we see the big push. So we feel confident we're gonna reach that goal. That money is used for research and for education and for advocacy. So research is very critical, as you may know, to lung disease, because as specifically lung cancer, as somebody is doing a trial protocol, sometimes that they become resistant to that. And so they have to go to the next protocol. So the money that the American Lung Disease is donating or giving towards research is critical for that. And then also education, people being aware of the opportunities to have lung screening and just really talking to their doctors about their lung health. Once upon a time, we were an organization that was really focused on tuberculosis and doing x-rays. That sort of dropped away with tuberculosis, but we're encouraging people to have x-rays of their lungs done. So that's one of the many things that we're doing for education and also advocating for clean air. Brian knows more than better than anyone that the air that we breathe has a tremendous impact on your health. So clean air impacts all of us, and that's one of the main things that we put our fundraising towards.
Of course, the past couple of years, we've had the COVID-19 pandemic, which is also a respiratory illness that affects the lungs, among other systems. So I know the Lung Association is also having an initiative specifically for the pandemic. Is that right?
It is. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. We have $5 million initiative. I believe we have a $5 million initiative going towards research into COVID and other respiratory diseases.
Talk a little bit, if you can, Michelle, about what you hope to accomplish through participating in this particular event this year.
When I first signed up, I was hoping to just get Brian's story out there. He is lucky enough to be part of the LHI insurance, which is the insurance that covers World Trade Center victims. But that's kind of where our nightmare began, because we thought, okay, great, they're going to pick up our medical expenses, and it's a fight every day for to get things covered. So, he should have been in Cleveland a month before he actually was, but we couldn't get the insurance company to sign off on it. And he was, the doctors recommended a portable condenser for his oxygen just to make things easier for him. We couldn't get them to approve it. So we ended up having to pay for it ourselves. So it just kind of bring aware the nightmare that it's been dealing with LHI. And through this, we have gotten that story out there.
For folks who aren't aware, LHI, what does that stand for?
Logistics Health. I apologize.
Okay.
The Logistics Health is, I forget.
Initiative, perhaps, or, yeah.
And the Logistics Health Care Incorporated.
Oh, okay. Okay, this was set up specifically for victims of Ground Zero.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I believe they're being replaced by another company this year. Just haven't heard it actually come out and actually be done, because it's very, very difficult to navigate through. To talk to anybody to get an answer. I was told to go out and buy my own condenser. They'll reimburse me. Call back, how do I get reimbursed? You don't. And that was it. And then I said, you've approved it, but you can't get reimbursed for it. Nope, you have to be a contractor working for us. So they said, I can sell my unit to a contractor and they can deal with it. So who's gonna buy it from me? I called two of them. Neither one wants anything to do with it. They're saying, we'll sell you one when they come in. Because I went straight to the manufacturer. I have no idea why they can't get it from the manufacturer. But it is what maybe they're waiting for people to die and get the old one back, refurbish it, and reuse it. Who knows what they're doing? But they're not getting mine. I'll give it to someone that needs it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Have you heard, I'm curious, have other folks come forward after hearing your story with the similar types of struggles with this?
No, but there have been articles. We've, Googled articles, and there's been articles. People are aware of all the problems, and that's probably why they're being replaced.
Okay. How much does something like that cost? Just curious.
$33.74.
Okay. So it's an expense for sure. It's burdensome for folks. Yeah. Michelle, tell me about your team. Who are you? What's going to be happening on April 30th at Fenway Park with, what's the name of your team?
Our name is Lady Lungs.
Lady Lungs. Okay.
We don't know for sure, but we think Brian's first donor was a woman.
Oh.
And so we just kind of joked and called them Lady Lungs.
Okay.
And so it's a mix of people from throughout our lives. We have a lot of his cousins, one of his sisters, a lot of my friends, our friends, some people. I work at a health club. I work at the Weymouth Club, and some of my clients have signed up, and some of the members from the club have signed up. So it's really a great mix of people.
Okay, and I know you have two adult daughters. Are they part of the team too?
I actually have a daughter and a son. My son is part of the team, and my son-in-law is part of the team, and my daughter is 8 months pregnant, so she's not part of the team. She'll be in the chairing section.
And Brian, I'm sure you can't climb stairs, but I'm sure you'll be there to cheer them on.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We actually have a cheering section this year. It's our first year that we have a spectator section. Generally, we do, in the past, we've done the event in a building in the stairwell, so you couldn't watch the climbers. And this year, we were able to mark out a section of the Fenway, the Sam Adams deck that overlooks the course. And so Brian and your daughter will be able to sit up and watch from the start line to the finish area. So
that was very exciting.
Yeah. Fun. Are there other activities, Joy, that day as well? Is it kind of a...
I believe we're going to have a raffle that is in the works for people, and there'll be a photo booth at the finish line and some vendors to meet and greet. So it should be a fun day.
Yeah. Curious about the whole process of lung transplants. I mean, is it similar to heart and kidneys? Do you have to get on a list and then wait for a match? It is like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you had any indication as to where you are on that list or, what the timeline is? No.
No, you find out where you are on the list is when you called saying to get in there.
Okay.
That's the only indication.
Okay. So really, you have to respond when the time is right.
Yes.
And it has more to do besides being a number on the list. You also, it has to be the right blood type. Also the height of the person that has to be compatible. So there's a couple of other things to bring into consideration.
Yeah. It sounds like in navigating this whole insurance process, you almost need an advocate on your behalf, an attorney experienced in this area or at least somebody that knows how to navigate government, right?
I've talked to people, but nobody really knows the system. And I'd be paying someone a lot of money down in New York that can do it. And I'm not willing to dish out that money.
Are any of your local elected officials helpful at all?
No. As a matter of fact, I called Liz Warren. She's had someone call me back. Haven't heard cricket since. Lynch, his office called me back. When I went to call back, I got the recording again. So I'll try getting back to them again, but that's really the politicians I really reach out to.
Yeah, it just seems like an added layer of frustration that you don't need when you're going through this right now, I'm sure. Sure. Joy, is there anything that the Lung Association can do on their behalf or folks like this in that situation?
I know we have a lung health support group for people who struggle to breathe. In local areas. And then we've got a helpline that people can call. So I'd be more than happy to talk to you and Michelle, Brian, and see if we can find you somebody in the Lung Association that has experience with this. I imagine if first responders have dealt with this, then you are not the only ones. So I'm sure we can help move some things along.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to hear. Michelle, does your Lady Lungs group have a goal, a fundraising goal?
It was, when I first signed up, I was hoping to raise 1,000 and then I moved it to 5 and now we're up over 10. So
you're the highest group right now for fundraising.
Yep, that was our goal. They're number one.
Is this something that you think you'll do again?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Great. Anything else, Brian or Michelle, you'd like to add this morning?
I don't think so.
Good. Thanks.
No, thank you for your time.
Oh, sure. It's our pleasure. We're happy to help get the word out for you. Joy, anything from the association we should include?
We'd just love to have everyone come out. And you can register right now until Monday at fightforairclimb.org/Boston. The registration is $35, and each participant raises $100 to participate. We will have registration at the climb for a $50 registration fee. So now is the right time to register. And like I said, we'll have spectators there. So if you're if someone's thinking about climbing but doesn't want to spend the day away from their family or friends, they can come along and cheer them on.
Okay, and I understand there's a virtual option as well. Is that right?
There is a climb your way. So yeah, absolutely. We're always happy to have virtual climbers, and we've got a system for fundraising all built in, so it makes it easy.
Okay, very good. Again, it is the annual Fight for Air Climb Boston, Saturday, April 30th at Fenway Park, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. to support a research, advocacy, and education for lung diseases, lung cancer, and COVID-19 fundraising goal of over $370,000. But the sky's the limit, pardon the pun. Thank you all for joining me. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I wish you the best, Michelle and Brian, in your endeavor to get a double lung transplant, a second one. So please keep us informed as to how that goes.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You're very welcome.